Last time I looked, there was an interesting cutlery duo for sale on the eBay auction website. Two stainless steel butter knives. The knives don't match, yet the seller describes them with two-line, come-hither language, sure to intrigue even the most hardened of buyers. You are bidding on a lot of two knives. These are stainless steel. Both knives have the quiet finish of a utensil that's seen the go-round of an industrial dishwasher more than once, and their patterns are more truck stop than Tiffany's. The price for the stainless steel pair? Buy it now for 67 cents. It's almost worth it just to say you did. That's because I know that you know the seller. It's the state of Illinois. More precisely, Illinois Treasures Unclaimed Properties, it describes itself on eBay. The state's got a 97.9% positive rating. As a resident and taxpayer, I'd prefer 100%, but I suppose that's close enough for government work. According to the automatic ticker set up to record buyers' opinions about the seller, Illinois Treasures Unclaimed Property has sold more than 800 items on eBay. It's because of a relatively newfangled interpretation of the Illinois Disposition of Unclaimed Property Act, the same law that makes it possible for one to search with hope and then bitter disappointment for any unclaimed money that the state might be holding in one's name. Money is easy for the state to hang on to. Stainless steel butter knives are not. So we have this language in the statute. All abandoned property delivered to the state treasurer under this act shall be sold within a reasonable time to the highest bidder at public sale in whatever city in the state affords in his or her judgment the most favorable market for the property involved. Today, that public sale is not in Chicago, but cyberspace. And title to these items is just about as quiet as the internet traffic on the lot of two stainless steel butter knives sales site. The law allows the lucky purchaser of the butter knives to spread with confidence, knowing that he or she shall receive title to the property purchased, free from all claims of the owner or prior holder thereof. In other words, when the original owner of the butter knives shows up at the buyer's door to reclaim the paring pair, too bad. The state recognizes the buyer as the true owner, and the once owner is toast. All is not lost, however, for the former owner who let those butter knives get away. Under the law, the state promises to hold on to that 67 cents and hand it over should the once owner come forward. Though because the treasurer is allowed to deduct the costs of selling, and heaven knows how much it costs to place an item up for sale on eBay, any dreams of buying, say, a candy bar with the proceeds will surely go up in the same sort of smoke that consumed one's hopes of finding lost money on the state treasurer's other website. But there could be hidden potential in those two haggard knives. Curiously, the law gives the state the right to refuse abandoned property worth less than what it would take to advertise. And that makes those two stainless steel butter knives all the more intriguing. What caught the eye of the state bureaucrats so that the graying utensils found their way to eBay and not to a charity bin? With nearly $6 for shipping, it's doubtful that those butter knives are going anyplace soon. But at least they'll have each other for company as they wait for the original owner or the right buyer to come along. Each other, and the jewelry gold-plated necklace kinked that the state of Illinois wants $3.35 for. I'm Amy Guida.